Hey, I'm Erin Park, host of the new podcast series, Expanse, Nowhere Man. This story has taken me from the searing heat of the Great Sandy Desert to the freezing heart of Alaska as I try to understand why American Robert Baggucci plunged into the Australian wilderness on purpose, pushing himself right to the brink of death.
You've got to be looking for a body.
Death will come.
You've got your scorpions, you've got your spiders, you've got your snakes.
Be careful.
You can binge the entire season now. Just search for Expanse, Nowhere Man.
This is an ABC podcast.
Just a note before we start. This case is currently being looked at by the New South Wales coroner. After this podcast was first released in 2017, the coroner agreed to launch a fresh inquest. Keep listening to the end of this series to find out about the new information that's recently been revealed in the inquest hearings. This season of Unravel is intended to be listened to as a whole. If you haven't heard all the episodes, you shouldn't draw any conclusions because you haven't heard all the sides of the story. And a warning for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. This series contains the names of people who have died.
Tamworth's become my second home during this investigation. I've been spending more and more time in the town as more and more people come forward with crucial leads. And as I get closer to the truth, I'm finding I'm not the only one who's hot on the trail. I'm starting to hear that police have been speaking to the same people, going to the same places, sometimes just a day before or a day after me.
He's coming to the house to talk in a few days.
Asking pretty much the same stuff, what you just asked.
He was looking around the house, saw the family photo, and he said, "Is that Terry?"
I've spoken to some detectives, told them about the conversation we'd had with and the fact that we'd rang Crime Stoppers.
I'm Alan Clark, and this is Unravel. Our Season 1 story is Blood on the Tracks, an investigation into the death of Aboriginal teen Mark Haines. We're almost at the end of the season, and if you haven't listened from episode 1, this will spoil everything for you. So you should go back to the start. In this episode, Mark Haines' case finally starts to give up some of its secrets. We find out about a waterhole on the outskirts of town where important evidence could be hiding in the depth. And an alleged confession turns the case upside down.
She said, "Look, I've had to come around and see you guys. I've told me something and it's really concerned me and I need to tell you."
We've decided to set up camp in Tamworth to track down the remaining people we haven't been able to speak with. A couple of days after arriving, Susie Smith, our senior investigative producer, has got her hands on a phone number that could crack the case wide open.
Okay, I'm just dialing 061. Okay, here we go.
Remember in the last episode, we heard about how Terry Souter was seen standing over Mark's body on the tracks, and the young boy, the relative, who witnessed that scene. Well, we found out who that person is.
Hey, is this Mick Souter? Oh, Mick, it's Susie Smith. Is this a good time?